Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit. Better than this, guys, me and dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. It's the time of week where we pick college football games against the spread, the top 25 matchups, and Kyle, whenever we do this show, there's a little something that comes to my mind, and it's this.
Just a Million Dollar Man theme song?
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
How long is that video?
It's on Spotify. It's a minute and 30
all right, well,
seconds.
You just want to play it on loop in the background the whole time?
I mean, I could, but... You got fired up with that,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, that moved the needle for me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm hoping we have a better week this week, Joe.
Look, I had a winning record.
We were combined 500 last week, and that's the worst week we've had so far this season.
Still 95 and 65 on the year.
Yes, and I'm 86 and 74. Thank you for the reminder.
It's time for a big, like a 70% week.
You think so? A big bounce back, right? This is correction from a pedestrian week last week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's time to bounce back. I'm feeling
good.
All right.
Good. Well, we need to establish what the Friday night games are.
It's the first one. The first one's Thursday. It's tonight.
Brother.
SMU and Houston.
This is a problem.
Everything else is Saturday. Right. Impossible. On the road. Yeah. Who wants to go
you
first?
You do.
Oh, God. Okay. Number 16, SMU at Houston. Thursday night, SMU is a 14-point favorite. Houston beat Connecticut their last game. And SMU's undefeated. They're rolling, man. They beat Temple, Tulsa, UCF, or USF, TCU, Texas State. I don't know, man. These Thursday games are weird. I don't like that it's on the road in Houston. Give me Houston to cover this one.
All right.
Just be the same as me.
Hold on. Have you assessed Houston's schedule this year?
I'm looking at it right now. They're 2-3 in their last five.
They're also 2-1 in their last three. But their wins came against at North Texas, at UConn, and they won against Prairie View A&M on September 7th.
Tell me about their 14-point losses, though, Kyle.
Well, they lost by 15 to Cincinnati at home.
Right, a team that's better, in my opinion, I think Cincinnati's better than SMU. And it's a Thursday night. Come on.
I will take Houston, but I do not like it one bit.
Okay. Well, you get to change it first.
I think about it. All right. Number 14, Wisconsin on the road in Columbus against Ohio State. And Joe, call me crazy, but I don't think this is a very hard bet.
I don't think so.
Either. I am taking Ohio State minus 14.5, and I'm taking it fairly comfortably because Ohio State is a cheat code of an offense with all their athletes, a dynamic quarterback. Defensively, they've got one of the best secondaries in college football. You can load the box on Wisconsin in the ground game. Wisconsin can't score fast. Ohio State can. Blowout.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll probably have real cash on this game. Ohio State's done well for me all year long, and Wisconsin's just not going to be able to keep pace. And, you know, Jonathan Taylor's slowing down a little bit. And in the same games, I talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago or last week, where these similar games, these similar opponents, comparing what John Taylor has done versus what J.K. Dobbins has done, it's a very stark difference in contrast in terms of how those guys are performing. This game's in Ohio State. Buckeyes big. All right, I'm first up here on Oklahoma, number 5, at Kansas State.
This is an overreactive line, by the way.
By the way, it's Kansas State.
Changes everything.
Yeah, my fault there. Kansas State, number 5, Oklahoma at Kansas State. Oklahoma's 23.5 point favorites. I've been riding with Oklahoma all year long.
Hopefully not on the schooner.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. What, dude, why was there so much trash in that wagon, man? Like, I understand the people falling out, but why was there like 8 pounds of trash that came
with it? It's like everybody's like lunch bags with food wrappers.
Has nobody cleaned it out in 20 years? Are they not leaving their shit on the sidelines before they hop in the wagon? Like, that was the most puzzling part of the whole video.
It's like, where'd all this stuff come from?
Oklahoma covers the spread.
Yeah, I'm not compelled to go anywhere other than Oklahoma covering here. When I thought this was Kansas, Joe, I was going to say this is an overreactive line because Kansas took Texas down to the wire and Texas had to escape with a last minute or last second field goal. But Kansas State, I don't think Kansas State's particularly good this year. So I think Oklahoma takes care of business here.
Team in transition as well there with Kansas
State. Oh, this is a weird line, Joe.
Yeah, I hate it. Glad you're first.
What the? Okay. Number 20, Iowa Hawkeyes on the road against the Northwestern Wildcats, unranked Wildcats. Iowa is favored by 9.5 points.
Yeah.
If they play a game at Northwestern and no one goes to see it, does it still count?
Nobody will be at this, I'll tell you that.
This is 3 yards on a cloud of dust to like every imaginable Big Ten stereotype for this football game.
Somehow Northwestern's defense is allowing 345 points a game or 345 yards.
I was gonna say, I hope it's not points.
Yeah. Their average score this year, 12 to 25, 12 points for 25.
Now take the Ohio State game out. What's it look like?
It's different. 52-3 that game. They lost 13-10 to Nebraska, 24-15 to Wisconsin, 31-10 to Michigan State. That's their last four.
And didn't Michigan State tag them with like turnovers and stuff? Like, there's no way Michigan State straight hung 31 points on Northwestern.
Maybe.
You know what? Give me Northwestern to keep it within 9.5.
The entire time you were talking through this game, I said, I'm picking whatever you're picking. Northwestern.
Coward.
What am I going to – am I really going to count on Iowa?
I don't know. Are you going to sit here and play scared with a 9-game lead in week 9?
I wasn't compelled
to have some conviction, Joe.
Okay, my conviction was to go with the same bet you had on that one. All right, App State, brother. We picked them last week. They won 52-7 against Louisiana Monroe at their homecoming. This week, number 21 App State at South Alabama. South Alabama is bad, brother. 1-6 this year. They're getting rolled by pretty much everyone they play. And
that's going to continue this week.
Is a lot. Yeah, I'm going to go with App State here. I think it's the right
ears.
My bookie is the premier place to bet on all your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and bet with the best at my bookie. Visit mybookie.ag today. Use promo code Locked On and they will double your first deposit. Again, promo code Locked On to double your cash at mybookie.ag.
Joseph.
Kyle Siff.
Number 9, Auburn, visiting number 2, LSU, in the best game of the week. And this bet's very easy for me for one simple reason, Joe. I don't bet on teams from Alabama, not named Alabama. LSU, -11, give it to me. Lock it in.
Yeah, I think this is a surprising spread to me because I think LSU's a lot better than Auburn. And I think they're strong in the right areas to really take care of their business here. And
especially considering Auburn got embarrassed by Florida.
They did. Yeah. I know they had a nice bounce back against Arkansas, but Arkansas is bad. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll probably have real cash on that game as well. Our weekly Penn State conversation. Number 6, Penn State, Kyle's Nittany Lions, the alum.
Not mine anymore.
Passion for the university. What's that?
So not mine anymore.
Why is that?
Because Michigan pulled through for me, Joe, last week.
Well, look, still that piece of paper still says Kyle Krabs. Penn State grad. All right, so Penn State number 6 at Michigan State. Penn State 6.5 point favorites. Did you know that Michigan State has lost their last two games by a score of 82-10?
You could have told me it was 5-0, and I still would have believed you.
72-10, their last two games against Wisconsin and Ohio State. They're coming off a bye, is Michigan State. Penn State beat Michigan by 7. They beat Iowa by 5. They steamrolled everyone else.
Wait, how much did Penn State beat Michigan by?
By 7.
Oh, they cover the spread then?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations by, what, a half a point?
No, it was 8.5 points.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm feeling Penn State in this game. I'm feeling the Nittany Lions. Give me Penn State to win this game by a touchdown.
My Lions. Yes.
First time you've ever owned them in your life.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right. Number 15, Texas, on the road playing TCU. Is this a trap line, Joe? This feels like a trap line. This feels like a trap line. Texas minus weird. 1.5.
It's weird. TCU generally plays pretty good defense. So,
have you seen these dog shit uniforms they're wearing this week?
TCU?
Yes.
With the like the horn frog like collar thing?
No. Look it up right now.
Okay.
You're going to be I hope you didn't eat recently cuz you're going to feel ill, sick to your stomach.
Okay, hopefully I find these quickly. Oh no. What are we doing?
You can't cover a spread wearing that. And for that reason, Texas will cover 1.5.
What are we doing here?
Hideous. The ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, it's bad.
Who greenlit this?
I don't know.
They're like black, but with pink and like silver. Yeah, it's the pink's not a great color. Like, I like pink as a color. But not that pink. Whatever's going on there, it's just off.
Did you see the explanation TCU offered for this?
No.
It's part of the team's current backs against the wall mantra. The blood red accents on the jersey, helmet, gloves, and pants symbolize the actual horned frog's ability to spit blood from its eyes as a last-ditch defense mechanism when cornered by a predator.
Delete your account, TCU.
Oh.
If you pick TCU wearing those to cover 1.5 against number 15 Texas, I may have to unfriend you.
Longhorns.
Thank you.
Longhorns, but I thought about it because TCU generally plays good defense in their home. Maryland at number 17, Minnesota. Remember when Maryland was a thing? That was a weird 2-week stretch.
Yeah, it was.
Now they're doing things like losing to Indiana and Purdue by multiple touchdowns. Well, not multiple to Indiana, just by one touchdown, but 40-14 to Purdue. Yeesh. All right, Minnesota rolling. They're rolling, Kyle. 42-7 over Rutgers. 34-7 over Nebraska. 40-17 to Illinois. I mean, they're beating teams pretty bad. They're at home. Give me the Gophers to cover. Row the boat, brother.
Row the boat.
As a true football fan, you already know just as sure as the seasons change, Tom Brady will keep the Patriots in every game. Every weekend, our favorite gridiron warriors put their skills to the test, so why aren't you doing the same? We're almost halfway through the NFL season, so now is the time to get off the sidelines and get in the game with MyBookie. MyBookie is the premier place to bet on all your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. They always have the most up-to-date lines and the most prop bets of any sports book on the planet. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and bet with the best at MyBookie. For the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. Pick your locks together for the week, put them together in one parlay bet, and when they all come through, the rewards will be huge. Tired of watching football games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off everything else and back on the game. Best part is, if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's right. If you put $1,000 in, they'll give you $1,000. That's double your initial deposit that you can use on all your favorite picks. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, who's first on this next one here? Oklahoma State and Iowa State.
I am.
All right.
Iowa State's a weird team, ranked 23rd in the country. They needed three overtimes to beat Northern Illinois or Northern Iowa to start the season this year. And then they lost by 1 point at home to Iowa. They beat Louisiana Monroe. They lose by 2 points in Baylor. But this team has turned it around. Multi-score victories, three consecutive weeks, including two road games at West Virginia and at Texas. They're home for homecoming against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State let us down last week, Joe. Iowa State's playing good football right now. Give me the Cyclones to cover a 10.5-point home spread against the Pokes.
I'm with you. I thought Oklahoma State really collapsed against Baylor last week. They didn't get it done against Texas Tech. They squeaked by Kansas State a little bit and obviously lost to Texas. I think these teams are going in opposite directions. Give me Iowa State.
Tell you what, brother, I'm glad you're picking this one first.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because no Tua. So we have Arkansas at number one, Alabama. Alabama's 31.5-point favorites, Kyle. Whew. They're at home in Tuscaloosa, but no Tua. Arkansas may be second. They're probably the worst team in the SEC.
Yes.
They got rolled by 41 points to Auburn last week. Man. They're giving up over 400 yards a game, 31 points a game. Alabama's going to play good defense. They're going to limit this team. They're not going to score a lot. They're going to score less than 14 points. But without Tua, will they be able to score enough points to cover 31.5? That's the really challenging piece of this. I don't know. I don't know that I can trust. I can't. I'll take a Tua-less Alabama over Arkansas scoring enough points to keep it close.
I keep wishing we were going to be different, but Roll Tide this week, Joe. 42-10 is going to be your final score here.
And listen, Bama's not been a great bet to cover this year. They haven't always done it.
Right. But I think one thing that is going in Alabama's favor here is I don't foresee Alabama getting up by 5 touchdowns in the first half of this game now, which means you're going to have all of Alabama's starters will probably play deep into the game.
Yeah.
Which has not necessarily happened a lot of times that they have failed to cover games. They get out on top, they take their foot off the gas. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama doesn't hit a score to cover this until the final minutes of the game. I think it'll be close, probably for the first quarter, 20 minutes, 2-score game at halftime. Alabama, I think, just wears them out in the long run. Much better coach team, much more talent top to bottom. And I think it ends up paying off with a late hit to cover 31.5. Boston College at number 4, Clemson. What Boston College do last week, Joe?
They beat NC State 45-24.
Man, Boston College is kind of bipolar this year, aren't they?
They suck on defense.
They suck on defense.
Gave up 41 points to Louisville. They gave up 48 points to Kansas. I mean, they gave up 16 to Rutgers.
Wow, that's the most offensive number you gave me out of those three. Listen, I think because Boston College, I don't think is really a threat to spread you out and throw the ball on you. I think Clemson, just with the size of their athletes, they'll be able to withstand Boston College trying to big boy them in the run game. Give me Clemson to cover 34 points.
Well, I mean, look at this is a Louisville team that beat Boston College 41-39. The next week lost to Clemson 45-10. I know it doesn't work like that, but I think that's somewhat of a barometer there. I mean, coming out of the bye, I mean, Clemson beat Florida State 45-14, went into Louisville 145-10. Give me the Tigers here to cover 34, but I'm not putting real cash on it. Here's a big game. Notre Dame, number 8, traveling to the Big House, Michigan, number 19. This isn't even. This is a pick 'em game.
We haven't had one of these in a long time.
Yeah. Michigan's at home. Notre Dame might be the better team. Notre Dame has the bye. You got a Michigan team here that's coming off of a loss. I don't know if that matters. Notre Dame's defense hasn't been great this year, Kyle. They're giving up a lot of yards. 350 yards a game. Just not bad, but I mean, it's not, I mean, that's Michigan's only given up 283. Notre Dame's offense has been really good this year. Man, I think Notre Dame wins this game. I think Notre Dame wins this game.
Joe, Michigan was good to me last week. Michigan covered us 8.5 point spread for me last week in a game that I picked differently from you.
Yeah.
And because Michigan was good to me, I know when to quit. Give me the Irish.
Oh, man, I was getting ready to color that in the Michigan colors for you again.
No, you did that last week, and it really rattled my cage when I got back in here on Saturday morning to look at the picks. So number 24, Arizona State, is visiting UCLA. UCLA's shown a little bit of life under Chip Kelly in year two, Joe. Slowly but surely. But I don't think it's going to be enough to cover 3.5 against Arizona State. I think Arizona State is comfortably the better football team, and I think they will win this game by more than 3.5.
Yeah, I think they're ready to avenge for that loss against Utah last week, 21-3. And, you know, UCLA had a few extra days to prepare because they played, I think, Thursday against Stanford, won that game. But I think Arizona State's the type of team that can win this. I mean, that's a pretty small amount of points to cover. Give me Sun Devils here. Cal, who has completely fallen off the face of the earth they beat somebody decent. They beat Ole Miss, and then they just
beat Ole Miss. Lost. They gave Oregon a run for their money.
Oh, so we got Cal at Utah, number 12, Utah. Utah is starting to play some good ball here. They've been a good bet for us all year. I know Cal is tough. They can rise to the occasion, but I think Utah is kind of finding their stride and maybe starting to smell their chances to really make some noise here with only one loss right now. Give me Utah to win this game and cover at 21.5 points.
Now, Joe, they have won every game they've played since the USC loss by 3 scores.
Yeah. They're home.
They're home, and I think the big thing for me is what is Cal's defense really good at?
I guess pass defense would be the best thing they can do.
Pass defense. And I think Utah, with an athletic quarterback, with an explosive back, Zach Moss is playing in this game, right?
I think so. He played last week, so I don't know why he wouldn't.
Let me confirm here. My heart skipped a beat. It was Zach Moss for season, right, looking at season-ending injury, but no, it was from last year or the year before. Okay. Yeah, he rushed the ball 25 times for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns and 3 catches for 78 yards last week against Arizona State. Give me Utah to cover, but I think this will be close. I would not touch this with real money. Which brings us to our last game of the week, Joe. So far, we are lock and step together this week, seeing everything eye to eye. You're already writing in your answer.
Come on.
And I would assume that's because Washington State's a bad football team, so we're going to take Oregon to cover at home, a 14-point spread.
Yeah, Washington State at number 11, Oregon. Oregon, 14-point favorite at home. Oregon's mowing them down right now. I mean, they've held their last – they gave up 31 to Washington, but before that, 3 to Colorado, 7 to Cal, 6 to Stanford. The defense is legit. They're going to cover and win this game big.
Now, here's an interesting counterpoint, though.
Okay.
They had no business winning the game against Washington. Should not have won that football game. But they did. And Washington having a quarterback in Jacob Eason, who outperformed Justin Herbert last week, in my opinion, that's where Oregon showed a little bit of cracks on defense was Washington State's passing offense. Or was Washington's passing offense. So I think Washington State can generate more points than, as you had said, Oregon can successfully putting the screws on guys every single week.
You owe us a free money, and I guess we got to talk about switches.
Joe, why don't you tell me what to pick for free money this week? Because I can't seem to pick them for shit.
So you want your $20 lie in my hands.
No. What would you pick? I have a pick, but what would you pick?
Ohio State.
And that's exactly where I'm going. Ohio State's free money this week. Minus 14.5 at home against Wisconsin. Go Buckeyes. Any switches for me this week? I'd give some thought to SMU on the road on Thursday, but that's a bizarro game, so I won't. No, not really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there wasn't any super hard conclusions to get to. That doesn't mean we're going to get them all right, because that just doesn't happen, but I don't know. Nothing screams, hey, this is an opportunity to make a better pick. Yeah. I don't think so.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's how we're going to end things here today on the show. Hope you guys enjoyed this college football bets against the spread episode of Draft Dudes every Thursday. Reminder, if Free Money Thursday does not hit, tweet at me your mybookie.ag bet slips. Not from anywhere else, mybookie.ag, and I will randomly reimburse one of you, but it's not a problem because Ohio State's going to hit. I'm going to feel it in my bones, Joe. Come back, see us again tomorrow, guys.